Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. And we are live in St. Louis for Bard's Fest. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Eric Napute, Mike Lindell, Dr. Carrie Madej, and the list goes, Alan Keyes, and the list goes on. And we're going to be interviewing a lot of them as we dip in and out from the stage and interview a lot of them, live streaming a lot of it today at WVWTV.com/live, frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com. But of course, now we're on the 58 terrestrial stations of VCY America, the blowtorch stations of VCY America that we've been working with for over 25 years. As we simulcast on all those other outlets as well. We'll be joined in just a moment by Karen Kingston of Pfizer, the former Pfizer, former Pfizer employee, Karen Kingston. She has been with me on television three times. Every one of them goes viral. You'll find them over on our website, WVWTV.com. And she's never been with us on radio, though. And so I asked her today for 10 bullet points, the big cliff note radio show, if you will, on what's going on with this vaccine. Folks, quote, vaccine, put quotes on that. By the way, folks, I have some information we hope to bring you next week from a medical doctor that we have been talking to, my wife has been talking to, and I talked to today for the first time, no, second time. He is taking videos and documenting some crazy stuff, but we want to do more research, but you're going to be shocked, I think, at what's going to be coming out. Joining me, however, before we go to Karen Kingston, is Dr. Napute. He is the one working with, who are you working with to head this up?
Scott Kesterson of Bards FM.
So yeah. Welcome. Glad you're here.
No, glad you're here. This is an amazing event. Yesterday was our kickoff day. We had thousands of people on a Thursday afternoon here, millions of people live streaming already. Now you're here. It's going to go global. We're taking America back, and it's all about destroying the spirit of fear by giving faith and facts, and that's what we're doing. So we're ready, baby.
Well, thank you for bringing this lineup, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Alan Keyes, Carrie Madej,
Dr. Lee Merritt. I mean, you name it. The who's who. Dr. Jim Meehan. I mean, the who's who of this freedom movement is here. Like, this is literally, to my opinion, the Super Bowl. Mike Lindell and those, everyone who's just really helping take America back. So we're excited to be here, and I'm so happy to be with you because you're a huge force in this movement. So thank you.
Well, you're very kind. So it started yesterday. It's all day today.
Yeah.
Now, where are you guys? You're on Vimeo. You're probably not on Vimeo. You're on Rumble. You're probably on Brighteon.
Yes, we're on Brighteon, Rumble, His Glory. We're with you guys as well. We've got Clout Hub as well. I mean, oh my gosh, the lineup is amazing. And yesterday was just a warm up. We literally just kicked the cobwebs off the tires yesterday. People are rolling in from all over the country. We literally had people hitchhike from like Oregon and
probably
carpool.
Not a good idea.
I know, but I'm just saying the level of like commitment people have to get here is what I'm trying to say. And I would agree that's probably not the smartest thing to do. But what's crazy about this event, Brandon, is, and you know this, this event was attacked. I mean, this is the event that the devil and the left doesn't want you to know about or be at. I mean, they literally went so far as we had two huge venues. One was a beautiful indoor stadium. The left attacked us, filed suits, well, not suits, but attacked legally Ticketmaster, Eventbrite, people,
you
thousands
had 8,000 tickets sold,
thousands.
And then they refund all the money.
Without even telling us.
Boom,
so
gone.
And they put all these advertisements out that this was, event was canceled. So we're making lemons out of lemonade, and the and God's people are showing up in a big way, and it's just it's awesome.
Excellent. Well, yeah. We're glad you've put the effort into it. It is a lot of work, and you've got great weather.
It's been a little warm.
Yeah, but we'll take that over rain.
Amen. Actually, it's awesome. You know what? Here's the deal. The bottom line is it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter rain, sleet, snow, hail. Like, what are you going to do to persevere? Brandon, when there's nothing left to do but stand, you stand. And all these
right.
people are coming from around the world to stand against this tyranny.
And we got some great news this week. The Biden administration yeah. and their border policy to open up the borders got shot down by the U.S. Supreme Court, yeah. which is excellent. And then yesterday, the Supreme Court said no to Biden's evacuation or a moratorium or his ban of kicking people out of yeah. rental properties if they decide they don't want to all of a sudden make their rent mm-hmm. and they could stay and squat there and live free, and the poor guy who's renting it, you know, is getting nothing and making a mortgage probably and certainly insurance and property tax. The Supreme Court said no on that, which is a great defense of our private property. You have to wonder if even some of the folks on the Supreme Court are going, okay, so we're progressives, we're liberals, but we're not communists.
Well, not just that, but you know what they're seeing? They're seeing we the people standing up finally and pushing back going, wait a minute, I get that there's so many of us, but there's a lot more of them.
Yeah. And I do think the Supreme Court and a lot of these groups do make decisions on the political winds.
They do.
It's sad they do that.
Well, Randy, you know this as well as I do, that you've got to win not only in the court of courts, but in the court of public opinions.
Absolutely.
You win it in public opinions, it's over. That's why we're making such a change in this
yep.
movement. So
yeah. I was talking to someone the other day about some of his rental properties.
Yeah.
And his folks quit making their rent check, right? But they went out and bought a new boat.
That does not surprise me at all. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, in this world where we're telling people we're so oppressed, but we have a brand new cell phone.
Yeah.
We're so oppressed, but we have all this stuff given to us. Listen, it's time to take America back. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in freedom to choose. We believe that we the people stand up and push back, and we are, that we're going to win this thing, and we are.
I think so. Well, you're helping out by what you're doing and educating, and a great lineup. Congratulations on securing so many wonderful names, and we look forward to interviewing them, a lot of them live streaming it, those dipping in and out of your platform. We'll record some, but yeah. we're going to collect a lot. You know, today content is king, right?
Yeah,
content,
is.
Content,
is.
Content, and we're going to get a lot of good content this weekend.
We are. Knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying
its
life,
it.
And that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your hard
appreciate
work.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Napute, you want to give your website?
Yeah, you can go to stopmedicaltyranny.com. That's stopmedicaltyranny.com.
Stopmedicaltyranny.com.
That's
you,
right.
you would know about that, wouldn't you?
I know a little bit about it.
The FDA has come against you.
FTC, DOJ, but you know what? When you push back and stand against them and you get an opportunity to cut the head off the snake, that's what you got to do.
And what you guys are they're going after you simply because you are offering up natural
solutions
versus
for
drugs.
For flu-like illnesses and symptoms. And they're making false claims about us, saying that we're saying that if you take vitamins, you don't need a vaccine, saying that if you do these things that you'll be cured of this. Listen, we haven't cured the cold, the flu, or anything in the last 30 years. We're just trying to help give people real solutions and giving people
and
hope
boost their
again.
Own natural immune system.
Common sense is not that common, and we're giving that back to the people.
And so instead of rolling over and paying what they wanted, you guys are fighting back. And your attorney, Tom Renz, tells me you guys are going to win.
Not going to. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon.
Stopmedicaltyranny.com.
Stopmedicaltyranny.com.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.
Appreciate
Thanks
you.
Thanks for being here.
Dr. Eric Napute checking in. Here we are in St. Louis. We're going to be joined now on the phone by Karen Kingston. Karen, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. I appreciate it. And it's great to hear Dr. Eric Napute keeping up the good fight, too. I've got a chance to meet him. Just a very smart, powerful, courageous, and strategic, God-fearing man. So I love the team that's coming together here.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. All right. I asked you if you would put together 10 bullet points, and you did, and you're so kind to do that. And again, folks, if you haven't seen the three TV interviews I've done with her, you can go to WVWTV.com and watch those three. By the way, last night I interviewed for an hour General Michael Flynn. General Michael Flynn joined me. We had about 90 minutes notice. Mike Lindell was flying in between cities and called and said, I can't make the show at 6. Why don't you have someone co-host with you. I said, are you aware of what's happening in Afghanistan? He said, no, I've been in the air and in meetings. And I told him about the 12 U.S. military that were killed over there. He's like, oh. He said, yeah, you got to cover that. Wow. I said, I think we should get General Flynn. He said, yeah, let's grab him. So we conferenced in General Flynn, said, General Flynn, would you like to host the Lindell Report with Brandon in 90 minutes? And he said, absolutely. One American News picked up some of it last night. And so we had 90 minutes to throw together a TV show with 9 video clips. Our team was rushing as we were chopping up these video clips of Biden and General McKenzie and the silly things they were saying, the dangerous things I think they were saying, and got on last night with that TV show, an hour with General Michael Flynn, 3-star general, retired. Folks, if you want to watch it, it is now at worldviewreport.com is the headline article. worldviewreport.com, also wvwtv.com. Tweet it, Facebook it, email it, text it, send it around. wvwtv.com, the interview, because what the Biden administration is doing is an absolute national disgrace and embarrassment. We won't cover that today, but you got to do it. Now, Kerry, I took the risk the other day, and I put up the last interview that you and I did at wvwtv.com, and I had Clay put it up on YouTube. It was getting hundreds and hundreds of views in a matter of minutes, and then we just got our second strike. They took it down. We now cannot post anything on the fascist YouTube anymore for 2 weeks, and if we get one more strike, they're going to delete all our content. So that's how they roll over at fascist Google and fascist YouTube, apparently. So,
well, ironically, the fact checkers are taking down information. The information I present, by the way, Brandon, is directly from our government's websites, whether it's FDA.gov, USPTO.gov, FCC.gov. So it's ironic that they're calling that false information when it's literally from our government's own website.
Isn't that something? Well, again, we put it up there just to see what would happen because we don't really care about fascist Facebook and fascist Google and all those folks and YouTube. But we put it up over there to see what would happen because we have 40,000 over 40,000 followers. So we thought, well, let's see what happens. And within a few hours, it was down, or a couple hours, it was down, it was gone. But in 2 strikes, one more, we're gone for good. Ooh, cry me a river. We have something way better than that. It's called frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com. It's called wvwtv.com. Who needs YouTube, right? But anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting. All right, so I asked you for 10 bullet points to kind of condense the big story into 10 points because we've taken hours on TV to do this. But here's the first one of the bullet points. The Pfizer COVID-19, quote, vaccine, end quote, was approved by the FDA unlawfully but approved. Let's talk about that, please.
Yeah, I want to be very clear about that because there are people who are on right now who are influencers and they're saying that the vaccine was not approved. That's absolutely not true. The vaccine was approved and they are required to do post-marketing studies. This is not abnormal at all. You are often required to do post-marketing studies for products that are high safety risk. So there's a high risk of harm to somebody. And you're like, well, then why would the FDA approve it in the first place? Typically, they approve a product that is has high risk to it for a disease that has very high mortality. So an advanced stage of cancer, for example. So like if you take a look at the Chimera approval letter from 2017, they're required to do a post-marketing study. And Chimera is a gene therapy, and it's using chimeric, basically chimeric gain-of-function gene therapy. And as I talked to you before, these gene therapies are these monsters that can attach to cells and annihilate them. That's why they're used in cancer treatments. So they have to do a 15-year post-marketing safety study, but it's for children and adults who have refractory B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, a very rare and deadly form of leukemia. This vaccine should have never been approved because the survival rate is 99.9% for most people and 99.997% for children and young healthy adults.
Wow. All right, so that's point number one. My guest is Karen Kingston, and I would give you a website to plug, but she doesn't have a website to plug that is really for the general public because before we go to break, tell our audience what it is you're a former Pfizer employee, but what is it that your business does? I mean, you have a website, but it's not for the general public. What is it you do professionally, Karen?
I'm a medical device pharma biotech analyst. So companies hire me to basically help turn around a sinking ship, whether they are failing because of messaging and sales, or their board and legal team knows that they're at high risk to get fined, you know, for hundreds of millions of dollars. So I come in and I do a full analysis of their clinical data, the IP landscape, the legal landscape, and competitive landscape, and put together plans and messaging around that. I want to be very clear to people what a pharmaceutical or medical device company...
Hold right there, Karen. Hold right there. We'll be back with Karen Kingston. 9 more points. Don't go away. The 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up Friday night, October 15th, Saturday, October 16th, half-day Sunday, October 17th. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Don't miss out on this year's lineup. Live in person, Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman of the Economic War Room, Lieutenant Cleve McCleary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House, all live in person. Now, there's a banquet on Thursday night. It's optional. It's a concert banquet, as we did last year. If you want to see what that was like, just go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, wvwtv.com/liveconcert, and you can get a sample of our live concert banquet from last year. This year will be lots of patriotic music, lots of new music. I'm putting together a whole concert that will be filled with gospel music, patriotic music. You're going to love it, fully orchestrated. Now, that, again, is Thursday night, October 14th, and it's optional. The conference gets underway Friday night, October 15th, all day Saturday the 16th, half day Sunday on the 17th. Now, we also have an optional luncheon on Saturday. The keynote speaker for that will be General Michael Flynn. So the Thursday night banquet and the Saturday luncheon are all optional. All the details are at wvwtv.com/Ozarks. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. You can order tickets online or by mail. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. It's filling fast. Don't miss out. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. The 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, featuring Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman, Lieutenant Cleve McCleary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House. We look forward to seeing you on the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks for the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Welcome back. Glad you are with us. We are live on location in St. Louis today and tomorrow. A great conference. You just heard from one of the organizers. And we'll be interviewing some of our friends, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, whose TV show we produce over at WVWTV.com. But we'll interview some new folks. Some of them we've interviewed before, but never in person, like Carrie Madej. We've interviewed her before, but not in person. So we look forward to having her on our TV show and filming that. So we'll be releasing a lot of this for you over at WVWTV.com as we record it. Joining me now is Karen Kingston. She is the former Pfizer employee. She's been with me a lot on television. Our latest interview was banned by YouTube, but you'll find it at WVWTV.com. You were saying something, Karen, before we went into the break. Let me let you finish that thought, please.
Yeah, I think the American people should be aware of the fact that what a pharmaceutical or medical device company can say about their product is based only on two things. Their filings with the FDA from preclinical through phase 3, and then if they do phase 4, and the law. That's all it's based on. So that's why, as a marketer and analyst, you become very familiar with the preclinical through phase 3 trials, because that's what your clients can make statements about, period. They can't do it. They can't. Doesn't matter what studies they do, what a doctor says. If it's not in the FDA filings and wasn't approved by the FDA as a claim, they can't state it. So I just wanted to be clear about that. And okay. The law, it has to be adherent to the law.
Excellent.
Too.
All right. Point two in our 10-point.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Point two in our 10-point overview. Pfizer has until September 6th to submit vials to the Center for Biologics and Research.
Yes, and they're labeling.
Okay.
That's basically correct. Yeah, so this is also normal. Under the emergency use authorization, the consumer good manufacturing practices There's laws that you need to follow, inspections that need to happen, both from at the manufacturing facility, by the manufacturer, and by the FDA. Under the EUA, this was all thrown out. None of that had to be done. So now that they've given approval, they need to finalize the inspection and finalize the labeling. Again, this is normal approval processes. Normally, the label would have gone back and forth a few times, and the finalization happens the day that the FDA approves it, because the marketer is given what's called a PDUFA date, so they know it's coming. I think this happened a little bit faster, so it's not abnormal for it to take a couple weeks for them to finalize it. So what this is good news, as I said earlier, is that I believe this is going to be checkmate, because if what's in the vial does not match up with what the labeling is, and that's what the American people were told that they were injected with, then Pfizer's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And so the vials that are out in the American public right now, over 100 million people have been injected. The FDA is assuming that the ingredients in those vials are the same that are in the labeling, but it's not confirmed. Pfizer has said that it's the same product that's in the vials that's going to be in Comirnaty, which is the brand name of the vials. But that needs to be confirmed. And I believe during this process, we will find out about the actual ingredients, including the lipid nanoparticle, which is a medical device that contains hydrogel, and that contains graphene oxide.
Yeah, and so you covered point three. This is checkmate. Ingredients of the vaccines will be confirmed. Okay, four, the vaccines contain lipid nanoparticles, the LNPs.
I did that too.
Okay,
yep.
You did that, so we covered four. You're flying through.
I just did that, yeah. So what happened was the American people were told they were being injected with a vaccine. They were not informed that they were also being injected with a medical device, because under Title Code 21 U.S. Title Code 814.9, if a medical device is not of the public domain's knowledge, it does not need to be disclosed to the public. And because this was a trade secret, the graphene oxide is a trade secret, it did not need to be disclosed. Now that it has been approved by the FDA, that medical device needs to be disclosed to the American public.
And we played yesterday on the show a video for TV, audio for radio, 60 Minutes interviewing someone this year about the fact that this gel contains the ability to then use for diagnostics and send information. And yet, there it is right on 60 Minutes. It's not conspiracy. Even 60 Minutes knows this to be true.
Well, it's not conspiracy, because in the world patent for Moderna for the vaccine, it says that it contains lipid nanoparticles that are a diagnostic. A diagnostic collects information and exchanges information. That is the definition of a diagnostic. And then the patent that Moderna filed in July of 2020 clearly states that this contains hydrogel, and it links to another patent that goes to Qualcomm that says you can use an external wireless device to exchange information between the lipid nanoparticle and this external wireless device. And by the way, Qualcomm are the original inventors of the cell phone. So this is not conspiracy theory. This is literally from our own government's patent office.
And this, of course, is where people start talking about 5G, and then that's when they really think you got a tinfoil hat on. But why would you not start talking about 4G and 5G when you just said what you did?
Yeah, exactly. So if the patent for Moderna that contains lipid nanoparticles and hydrogel, as it clearly states, can then communicate with an external wireless device, that external wireless device is defined as pretty much a cell phone per the patent that Qualcomm filed with, you know, that falls underneath this, then what do cell phone devices emit? 4G and 5G. It is not conspiracy theory. I think what has happened to America is it has truly become neurotic. And the definition of neurotic is you have a harmful pattern of negative thinking that becomes irrational. And that is what happened. So people are no longer able to see the truth. They have been so brainwashed. And they're literally seeing people get damaged. You told me earlier, there's videos people can see of people putting magnets or metals on their bodies. They're obviously magnetic. Yet they are so brainwashed into believing that If they speak out and say, I don't want the injection, or I know what the, I've seen what the FDA has said, I've seen the patents, but I'm too ashamed to speak out because I may be ostracized, right? I may be punished. I may be made fun of. I could lose my job. So they're more afraid of being disgraced, right, than they are of losing their liberties and even their lives or their children's lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's complete insanity.
Absolutely. And we will be releasing, I think, some of that video footage that this doctor has been taking and some other information he's giving to us. All right, point five, the graphene oxide is poisonous, highly inflammatory, highly cytotoxic, means kill cells, and can be lethal. Mm-hmm. And can be lethal. I know the other night you and I were talking about lethal versus sublethal. And you know, oh, don't worry, you just got a sublethal dose. Oh, wait a minute, we meant to give you a sublethal dose, but we actually gave you a lethal dose, sorry. I mean, most people wouldn't even think about a sublethal. What's the difference between lethal and sublethal? I mean, I think most people can figure that out, but how close do you have to be lethal?
It's enough poison to cause an inflammatory response, but not enough to kill you. And I mean, we should combine point five and six together, which point six talks about that this is first in human trial. So I mean, I received some messages from some people saying that there is some kind of encapsulation or coating on the graphene oxide, obviously, right, so that it's not immediately killing cells and causing massive inflammatory storms, although it has shown to do that in some people. Some people, that's why they have the myocarditis, the respiratory failure, the central nervous system issues, the paralysis. So for some people, it has been sublethal and caused permanent harm. But that's something that was, again, the American people were lied to, and it was not disclosed. And I think that's the issue here, is that people need to realize that they were betrayed. Our facts can be found on our own government's website, and it's time now to speak the truth. And although I said this is checkmate, that Pfizer has to come clean, they may come clean but still move forward with the injection. Mm-hmm. And so I say the truth will prevail, but the truth cannot prevail if Americans keep it hidden.
That's right.
We need to speak out. When there's a clinic going on at your school to inject the children and you know this information, share this information with the people. People who are being injected and who are almost psychotic about getting our entire country injected are more than happy to be vocal about why they believe people should be injected and how you're not a good citizen if you're not doing it. We need to be vocal as to why you need not to get injected. It is harmful to you. It is poison. It is actually an act of domestic terrorism. There is no way to describe this other than treason. You're talking about Biden before intentionally basically ruining our military. Well, so is Austin. So is Secretary of Defense Austin. By mandating this for our military, it has proven to do nothing but cause harm and death to anyone under the age of 30, period. That is our U.S. military. Mm. There's no big benefit to it. That is treason. That is an act of domestic terrorism.
Are we going to start seeing, I mean, we already are, I guess they're burying it, but pretty soon, well, let me put it this way. I got a text yesterday, okay? I want to see if I can read it directly. I want to pull it up, read it directly so I don't get it wrong. Okay. Half the patients, okay, this is a friend of mine. This is one of our supporters of our Worldview Weekend Foundation. He is a medical doctor. He is a anesthesiologist. Half the patients in the ICU at the hospital where I work with COVID are vaccinated. Okay, let me read this to you again from this medical doctor who is an anesthesiologist. He supports our Worldview Weekend Foundation faithfully. Half the patients in the ICU at the hospital where I work with COVID are vaccinated, half, and they're in the ICU. So how long before we start seeing so many people die that the American people realize that our government is murdering its own citizens and doing so deliberately?
So here's the other thing about the approval. I want to say two things. One, Americans have been dying, and our healthcare providers have falsely been coding them as COVID-19 breakthrough when it's the serious adverse events from the injection. And people who are testing positive, quote unquote, from COVID, it's because they're producing the spike protein. They're producing the pathogenic, the deadly part of the virus in their body, trillions of it in their body. But then the heart attacks,
the thrombosis, which is the blood clots, the strokes, inflammation and infection of your brain and your spinal cord. This is all serious adverse events from the injections, and healthcare providers have been lying about it, calling it COVID-19 breakthrough, or they're saying a healthy 30-year-old just had a heart attack and died out of nowhere. A healthy 18-year-old young boy just had heart inflammation and now has congestive heart failure. This is normal. It is not normal. They have been lying. But now with the approval, before it was passive reporting of the serious adverse events under the EUA. With approval, it's called active reporting. So now we have access to all the electronic health records of all the claims that have been made in the last year and in the last year or so since the vaccine was approved. So now attorneys and hopefully trustworthy medical institutions can now audit that information, and they can see all the people who have had these heart attacks, these inflammation of the brain, chronic fatigue syndrome, paralysis, stroke, thrombosis, and they can see which of those have received the injection as well, and we can match it up. And this year is it will be one of the most deadly years in the last several decades in America. Absolutely.
Point six, when we come back from the break, graphene oxide is an excellent conductor of electromagnetic fields. That's number six. We'll pick that up with our guest, Karen Kingston. Roll through these next few pretty fast so we can open the phone lines up for your questions. Karen Kingston is my guest. If you want to watch all the TV shows I've been doing with her, with lots of beautiful PowerPoint presentations that she puts together, you'll find that at WVWTV.com, including the show I did with the other night that just got up on YouTube and was banned by the fascists over there at YouTube. I wanted to test and see what they would do. But you'll find it at WVWTV.com, as well as my interview with General Flynn last night. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had Melissa Tate in my studio audience. Melissa was raised in Zimbabwe, and she told me a very interesting story while at the news desk. She spoke about the hyperinflation of Zimbabwe. In fact, she referenced her mother, and she said that her mother had, and she gave the number of somewhere, say, around $200,000 in her savings. But under hyperinflation, she said that $200,000 that would have bought a very nice house in Zimbabwe prior to the massive inflation ended up buying just a bag of groceries. Let me say that again. We have on video someone by the name of Melissa Tate that has seen the ravages of Marxism and socialism and hyperinflation. And she said $200,000 savings account of her mother was relocated to having the purchasing power of buying a bag of groceries. I asked her, who survived that economically? She said those that were invested in hard assets, tangible, real assets. You know what's real money, real assets, real wealth? I'll tell you, gold, silver, houses and land. Gold, silver, houses and land. That's real assets. Gold and silver is a real money. It's a real storing of wealth. And my friends, if you are interested in finding out more about how you can be diversified to protect yourself against the rising inflation in America, and you all know there's rising inflation. The question is, will it turn into hyperinflation? But how about confiscation of your wealth, your hard-earned life savings? We know that there is a war being declared on Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists. Do you want to legally put some of your assets in a way that allows you to have privacy? Well, you can check into numismatic coins. Numismatic coins, those 1933 and older coins, that gives you privacy. Whether you're talking bullion or older coins, if you want to get educated on precious metals, I urge you to call Swiss America. They have been sponsors of ours for many years. In fact, I'm going to give you the cell phone number of Wes Peters. Wes has become a friend of mine for the last several years, and many of you have met him as he has exhibited at many of our Worldview Weekend conferences. If you would like to get a no-obligation free packet of information, no-obligation free packet of information, you can call or text Wes on his cell phone number at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. You can text him your name, number, and mailing address and just simply say, hey, I heard about the free packet of information. Here's my information. Send it to me. Or you can call him. Text or call 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Now, after you get the packet of information, go through it, write down all your questions, and then call him and follow up. Wes is about education. He wants folks to be educated. He believes after they do their own due diligence, have their questions answered, and obtain the education they need, they can make a decision that is best for them. There is no cookie cutter, folks. We don't give financial advice. We give financial education and opinion. You need to do your homework and decide what is best for you. I believe that begins by getting this free packet of information by texting Wes Peters or calling him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Don't wait until your life savings buys the equivalent of a bag of groceries, as happened in Zimbabwe.
Welcome back. Live on location in St. Louis. We'll be interviewing a lot of great people this weekend and bringing that content to you. Mike Lindell will be live tonight, 6 o'clock here speaking. Don't forget about all the great resources you can find in our store at wvwtv.com/store. Lots of great resources there for you. Check it out, won't you? wvwtv.com. If you're interested in anything we offer, you'll find most of it right there at wvwtv.com/store. Also, our 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 15th, Saturday the 16th, half day Sunday the 17th, optional concert banquet on Thursday night the 14th, optional luncheon on Saturday with General Michael Flynn, although he'll be speaking Friday night as well for everyone that attends the conference, but then he'll speak as a keynote speaker at our foundation banquet on Saturday at noon. All the details at wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks, and we'll have Michael Flynn live in person, General Michael Flynn. So General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will have with us, Bill Federer will have with us, Dr. Andy Woods, Kevin Freeman of the Economic War Room, and Lieutenant Cleve McClary, all live in person at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend, the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on the beautiful shores of Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline. It's a slice of heaven. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you should experience it. The resort where you come to, you just get out of your car, spend the whole weekend there. No chasing between the conference center and the hotel or the restaurants. It's all there. There's horseback riding. There's golf. There's miniature golf. There's bowling. There's swimming pool. There's a water park for the kids if you want to make it a family vacation with a purpose. It's a slogan we've used for years, a family vacation with a purpose. And then we saw one of the pro-family groups turn around and started using it. Now they know we were using that for all those years. Huh. I wonder why they would do that. Some of the same people that didn't want to talk about the public schools years ago, we were told point blank, you can't say anything about the public schools. But guess what? This pro-family group now, all they can do is push homeschooling. Why? Because they put their finger in the wind and saw where the winds were blowing and said, hey, it's safe to do that now. They didn't want to talk about Rick Warren. Hey, it's safe to do that now. Pro-family group out of Mississippi. I think you know who I'm referring to. They also didn't want to talk a lot about cultural Marxism and communism. But anyway, we are the original ones that have the slogan, a vacation with a purpose, there at Lake of the Ozarks. All the details, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Yeah, we were also told we can't talk about the Mormons. Yeah, we can't say anything about the Mormons. We don't want to criticize the Mormons. I remember Ron Carlson telling me, yeah, I go in that network and they tell me, don't say anything negative about Catholicism or Mormons. Like, really? You can't speak truth, I guess, on Christian radio. And so, aren't we thankful for VCY America, folks? Aren't you thankful for 58 blowtorch stations of VCY America where they let us speak the truth? Yeah, we are. And Frank Speech, where you can be frank. I was watching Diamond and Silk last night. Boy, where they were being frank. Woo, they were being frank. All right, joining me now is Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee. And number six, graphene oxide is an excellent conductor of electromagnetic fields. Karen?
Yeah, so point six and seven are also connected. So we know graphene oxide, again, it's an excellent conductor of magnetic fields. It is 4,000 times stronger than titanium. It can withhold temperatures of 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit. They use this in industrial applications. It is a super metal. And it's able, it's super strong, and again, it can resist temperatures, and it can host negative
charges, positive charges, are neutral charges. So what I've read, and I'm not an expert in artificial intelligence by any stretch of the means, so I hope I do not misspeak, but what I've read from the researchers from the NIH and Moderna was that if graphene oxide has a positive ionic, a positive charge to it, it will annihilate all the cells around it. So it's my understanding that it is able to host an electromagnetic field while maintaining a neutral charge. But I don't know if from an external device, if they can switch that over and make it a positive charge, and then what the ramifications would be to those people that have graphene oxide within their body.
Wow.
We just don't know. And the reason why we don't know is because under the emergency use authorization, they were able to skip the animal trials. They were able to skip the human trials of, do them simultaneously of phase one and phase two. They didn't actually complete all of them. And they went from animal trials to first in human trials. And those first in human trials involved over 150 million Americans, sadly.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Okay, so that covers six and seven. Let's go to eight. The FDA approval letters, post-marketing study requirements. The FDA's approval letters, post-marketing study. I got that right?
Yep, post-marketing study. Post-marketing means post-FDA approval. That is exactly what that word means. Pre-marketing is pre-FDA approval. Post-marketing means post-FDA approval.
And the requirements clearly delineate that these injections are not proven safe and can be harmful and deadly to adults and children under the age of 30, resulting in heart inflammation, heart failure, cardiac arrest, loss of physical strength and exercise capabilities, acute pulmonary failure, and death. Real-world evidence from VAERS, the Mayo Clinic, and electronic health record claims confirm these facts. That's point eight. You want to speak to that, please?
Yeah, I'm going to read directly out of the letter. It says right here, the data provided is not sufficient to assess known serious risks of myocarditis and pericarditis and identify any unexpected serious risk of subclinical myocarditis. So therefore, we have determined, we being the FDA, have determined that you being Pfizer are required to conduct the following studies. There is a myocarditis study that needs to be conducted that isn't going to be done until October 2025. There's multiple myocarditis studies here. There is one that's a five-year follow-up that isn't going to be completed until 2027. There is another study which I believe this is enough evidence to try to charge Austin, Secretary of Defense Austin, with treason, because this study is to show that that there is myocarditis with the vaccine in participants 16 to 30 years of age, and then there's another study there that shows that they should probably use a lower dose of the mRNA in those children and adults under the age of 30, because they don't know what the ramifications are going to be for antibody-dependent enhancement. And you've had Dr. Mikovits talk about that.
Yes.
So if you're under the age of 30, the current vaccine on the market, if you're injected with it, or once the Comirnaty, which is the approved version, they're supposed to be the same thing. If you're under the age of 30, the FDA is saying, when we inject you with this, we don't know how your body's going to respond when you're actually exposed to the virus in the wild. It could result in what's called eosinophil respiratory distress, which is acute respiratory failure, acute inflammation of your lungs that could result in permanent damage or death. It also could result in multi-inflammatory syndrome, okay, throughout your body. They're calling that sepsis, and that can cause shutdown of all of your major organs and systems. It can also result in the myocarditis. So
wow.
They are saying this is highly dangerous. It's highly deadly. The FDA has documents going back to 2015, actually going back to 2006, talking about ADE and gene-based viral therapies and how risky they are. And now Defense Secretary Austin wants to inject our entire U.S. military. It is an act of treason. It is domestic terrorism.
1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. I think you pretty much touched on number nine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's mandate that all of the U.S. military and its contractors be vaccinated is an act of domestic terrorism and treason. Let's go to number 10, and we'll start taking your calls at 1-800-347-9829. Your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. Number 10, Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee, joining me. Point number 10, Biden Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Secretary of HHS, Merrick Garland, Assistant Secretary of HHS Wendy Sherman, FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock, NIH Director Francis Collins, NIAID Director Tony Fauci, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, Pfizer CEO Albert Bolia, and all other co-conspirators in bringing about the authorization, approval, and now mandates that Americans are required to have the lethal injections are domestic threats and should be charged with treason and crimes against humanity. I think you've kind of commented on that. You want to add to it?
I do. I mean, I want to comment on the fact that our Secretary of Homeland Security, Merrick Garland, puts out this absolutely insane bulletin that domestic violent extremists are people who speak out against the mandates to be injected with a harmful, lethal injection that is a bioweapon. And he's saying if you speak out about that, you're a domestic terrorist. He is a domestic terrorist. And I think it's noteworthy to know that on the day before this domestic terrorism memo was issued, Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Wendy Sherman met with the Chinese ambassador to the United States, and they had a discussion about how China and the United States had to be more in sync regarding their messaging, of which one of the topics included COVID-19.
Well,
so these people are the domestic terrorists. These people are committing treason and acts against them, wars, crimes against humanity, against the American people. The American people who are speaking out, protecting our liberties, protecting our lives, and protecting our children's lives, and protecting the lives of our men and women in the military, we are not the domestic terrorists. These people are,
absolutely.
And they need to be taken out of power.
Absolutely. The lines are lit up. They're full. But as a call drops off, that means the line's opened up. So, well, let's roll through them as fast as we can. Make your comments or questions as fast as possible to roll through as many as possible. Beth from West Allis. Beth, thank you for calling in today, Beth.
Well, this question is for your guest. I had heard a while back regarding just vaccines in general, and I assume it would be the same for the COVID, that they do these batches of vaccines, but not all the vaccines are the same. And what they do is they have lot numbers, and what they do when they send these lot numbers of vaccines out to areas in the states, you have a mixture of different lot numbers, not the same one. So that if there is an incident or a problem, it doesn't show that this particular vaccine is causing it because not everybody is getting the problems. Is that true?
Karen?
So in regards to consistency of the production of the vaccines, that is supposed to take place at the manufacturing facility. Typically, the manufacturers are not the marketers. So Pfizer is not the manufacturer. They have their own labs to check for the consistency in the batches. I understand what you're speaking about. And so, does it appear that there is complete inconsistency in regards to the lots specific to the COVID-19 vaccine? Absolutely. That can be described by the breadth and the diversity of adverse events across so many systems. It does not seem to be from exactly the same formulation and product, as well as the severity of symptoms from no symptoms at all to permanent disabilities and death. So to answer your question, the real-world evidence basically demonstrates that there has been complete inconsistency regarding the loss of the COVID-19 vaccines. I cannot speak to past vaccines, but I'm aware of the information that you are referring to. And again, it's up to the moral and ethical standards of the manufacturers. They have their own internal labs where they can check to make sure that there is consistency in the formulation and ingredients of every lot. And whether or not they are upholding those ethics and standards, we don't know.
Let's go to Fred.
And this is something I believe what's happened to America is going to change the way that the pharmaceutical industry is going to completely change, as well as government-regulated medicine.
Fred, line two. Let's go to Fred. Fred, go ahead. Fred, get your question in here, Fred.
Yes, is she familiar with the iron nanoparticles in the sprays in geoengineeringwatch.com, Michael Murphy?
All right, we'll ask that, have her answer that on the other side of the break. We now have two phone lines open now that Beth and Fred have asked their question. Keep calling in. We'll keep rolling through them as fast as we can. 1-800-347-9829. My guest, Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee. All the TV shows I've done with her are at WVWTV.com, including the one just booted off by YouTube yesterday. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the free radio shows and TV shows that we put out at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com? Well, if you do, will you support what we're doing? We have established several years ago Worldview Weekend Foundation. Our mission, well, there's several goals we have, but one of them is to provide people with biblical worldview programming, both radio and television. Now, these programs are free as a service and ministry of WVW Foundation. We could do what many people do, and that is they take their radio shows and their TV shows, and if you don't see them live, they go behind a paywall. In fact, some of them don't even make their shows available to anybody unless you belong to their club and get behind their paywall. We don't do that. We've wanted to make sure that we're offering the broadcast public service of our TV and radio shows to anyone, regardless of whether or not they can support what we're doing financially or not. So, as a ministry and public service, WVW Foundation helps to underwrite the expenses of much of the bandwidth that we have to pay for. You see, when you watch a free radio show or TV show, it may be free to you, but it's not free. We incur thousands of dollars a month in paying for bandwidth. In fact, the last time I checked, we're spending $8,000 a month to give away free radio shows and TV shows just through the bandwidth bill. That doesn't count all the other expenses. But our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists in part to help us give away free radio shows and TV shows, and certainly at this crucial time in America and around the world. There's many other things that we do here at WVW Foundation, as you know. But if you appreciate the free radio shows and TV shows, would you make a tax-deductible contribution right now to our organization? You can do that at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call during normal business hours and give over the phone using a credit card, 901-825-0652. That number is 901-825-0652. Again, 901-825-0652. You can also use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, that's WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for your tax-deductible support of the WVW Foundation so we can make free programming available to everyone. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. So the question Fred asked, what's the answer to Fred's question, Jill? Or Jill. Karen.
What, Karen, okay.
Jill's the next caller.
No, I'm not familiar with that, okay. With that website.
All right, I said Jill because that's our next caller. Line 3, Jill. Go right ahead, Jill. Hi, Jill. Go ahead, Jill.
Hello?
Yep, you're on. Yep, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I have a question about the shedding of the vaccine. I have tried to find information, and I have a neurologically involved handicapped child, and he had an incident from February to May of unknown circumstances. This is when all his therapists were getting vaccinated. We actually got COVID end of July. He had the same exact symptoms that he had during this time period that we couldn't figure out what was wrong. Is there a correlation that possibly the shedding could have caused this? And how
yes,
long?
There is, yes, there is. There's two documents. Okay, did more to the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Karen. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, the shedding can cause COVID-19 infection. There's two documents you can use to share with doctors and or school administrators. One is the August 2015 FDA document called Design and Analysis of Shedding Studies for Virus or Bacteria-Based Gene Therapies. And the other one is the FDA approval letter of the vaccine. If you go to study 10, there's a study that's called BioNTech Pfizer COVID-19 Vaccine Exposure During Pregnancy, a safety study of pregnancy and infant outcomes. So what that means is these are women who are not injected during pregnancy, or they have newborns or infants, and these infants are then exposed to people who were injected, and they're determining how sick these children are getting and whether or not this exposure is going to cause birth defects.
Wow.
And that's right in the FDA approval letter from August 23rd, 2021. It's study number 10.
Frank, line 4. Frank, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I listen to the show all the time. So I had a double lung transplant 4.5 years ago. So my system is compromised.
Yes.
However, I talk to my doctors, everybody, and they say, have you got the shot yet? I go, I'm not getting the shot because I don't trust it. I have Klinefelter's disease, which means I have an extra X chromosome, which builds clots. And I said,
wow.
I can't take that chance. I don't feel comfortable. I asked him, if I was to contract it, would you use the recommended treatments? And I didn't get an answer. I told him ivermectin and things. But he says, well, I just don't want you to die. But, and I'm saying, well, it's not even a real vaccine because vaccines should prevent you from getting it. So I just want to know. And I've been praying about it. And I'm letting the Lord guide me and the Holy Spirit to tell me what I need to do.
So your question is?
Question is, I don't think the vaccine is really a good thing,
okay,
especially for me.
Well, yeah, it's not good for anyone, and it can be highly lethal to you. Put your foot down, hold the line, hold your authority, the authority that God gave you, and know that this is a harmful, poisonous injection. Do not get it. Just say no. And the next time the doctor brings up and starts asking you questions about why you don't want to get it, ask the doctor how much he's getting paid per injection.
Ooh, wow.
Put him on the spot.
Wow, good for you. Let's go to Marine, line 2 in Ohio. Marine from Ohio, go ahead. Hi, Marine. Maureen from Ohio, go right ahead.
This is Shelley from Wisconsin.
All right, we just skipped over Marine somehow, line 2, but let's go to Shelley. Go ahead, Shelley.
I just wanted to let you know that the military is not wasting any time. I have a daughter in the Air Force. She was told yesterday that today she would be getting her shot. So we really need to pray for the military. And I know that she had one friend she works with who did get the shots, and he had burning skin, vomiting. He was sick for several days. So we do need to pray and just uphold our military.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-347-9829. Yeah. 1-800-347-9829. Another couple of lines have come open now. 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to line 3. David from Superior. David, thank you for calling in today, David.
Thank you. Real quick, there's a scripture that we have to follow. It's Philippians 2:13-14. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining or disputing. Now, the broken church is not talking about this stuff. Luciferase is an element in the COVID-19 vaccine. It's also one of Bill Gates' favorite ingredients. It's an enzyme that emits light. They've also just worked out late this spring in May to be able to put 1 million robots in a hypodermic needle that are activated by light. This is like the incredible journey on steroids directly from the enemy of mankind. So,
Karen, are you aware of this?
Yeah, I'm aware of this. I have so much to cover. We haven't covered the luciferase. So I agree. I mean, there's the best way I can describe the intellectual property of these injections is it's truly the work of Satan. It is the work of evil. That's what it is. And you brought up a good point. The church needs to speak out. We always talk about how the truth will set you free. The truth prevails. Well, the truth cannot set you free, and it cannot prevail if the church keeps it hidden and is silent about it. They need to speak out. Again, these people who are going around bullying us into getting injected, they are more than happy to be vocal about what their rights are and what their beliefs are. The church needs to start speaking about what our rights are and what our beliefs are.
Absolutely.
And what the truth is.
What is this, I don't know how to say it or spell it, Lucifer?
It's luciferase. It's Lucifer, like Satan.
Right.
Luciferase, yeah.
And what is that?
So, It's allegedly from the patent, it's from a firefly. It's kind of a synthetic firefly lighting so that when you scan over someone's skin, it would light up. From the ingredients in the patent, what I found was that they pulled some kind of enzyme from a sea worm that glows in the dark. And that's what it's somehow manufactured from. So when they scan over you, it will light up. So that's what it is.
Okay, let's go to Jill, line 1. Jill, thanks for calling in, Jill. Hi, Jill. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi. I am 64 years old. I'm a flight attendant. I'm in a plane every day with vaccinated people. I know that this is affecting the young women's reproductive systems. I went to my doctor to have a gynecological visit and found out that my uterus is 1.5 times the size it should be. And I'm wondering if this is affecting the postmenopausal women much as it is.
Quick answer, Karen. The music's playing to exit. Quick answer, Karen.
Yes, there's reports that postmenopausal women are beginning to menstruate again, and it is affecting their female reproductive system, you know, even though it's past the years of reproduction.
Wow. Okay, Karen, obviously we have to get you on. We didn't get to Susan from North Carolina. I mean, the calls are just rolling in here, so we'll get you back. Karen, thanks for being with us. Folks, for TV shows, we're at WVW-TV. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Do you appreciate all the free radio shows and TV shows that we put out at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com? Well, if you do, will you support what we're doing? We have established several years ago Worldview Weekend Foundation. Our mission, well, there's several goals we have, but one of them is to provide people with biblical worldview programming, both radio and television. Now, these programs are free as a service and ministry of WVW Foundation. We could do what many people do, and that is they take their radio shows and their TV shows, and if you don't see them live, they go behind a paywall. In fact, some of them don't even make their shows available to anybody unless you belong to their club and get behind their paywall. We don't do that. We've wanted to make sure that we're offering the broadcast public service of our TV and radio shows to anyone, regardless of whether or not they can support what we're doing financially or not. So, as a ministry and public service, WVW Foundation helps to underwrite the expenses of much of the bandwidth that we have to pay for. You see, when you watch a free radio show or TV show, it may be free to you, but it's not free. We incur thousands of dollars a month in paying for bandwidth. In fact, the last time I checked, we're spending $8,000 a month to give away free radio shows and TV shows just through the bandwidth bill. That doesn't count all the other expenses. But our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists in part to help us give away free radio shows and TV shows, and certainly at this crucial time in America and around the world. There's many other things that we do here at WVW Foundation, as you know. But if you appreciate the free radio shows and TV shows, would you make a tax-deductible contribution right now to our organization? You can do that at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call during normal business hours and give over the phone using a credit card, 901-825-0652. That number is 901-825-0652. Again, 901-825-0652. You can also use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, that's WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for your tax-deductible support of the WVW Foundation so we can make free programming available to everyone.